Life in Chinese, weekly stories in slow Mandarin. Welcome to Life in Chinese. In this episode, I'm going to talk about my experience of being married to a second generation immigrant in America with Russian parents. The short story will be told in slow Mandarin, and you can find a transcript of the story and its English translation at lifeinchinese.com. Some special Chinese terms I used throughout the story will be explained at the end in English. Enjoy and Happy New Year!我留在美国结婚工作也算是因祸得福。我老公是美国的二代移民，90年代苏联解体后，他的父母从莫斯科移居美国。尽管他出生在美国，他的母语却是俄语。像他一样的二代移民在美国并不少见。和一个二代移民交往，组成家庭，就像是有人牵着你的手，走入了新世界的大门。我完全不会说俄语，却通过它体验到了与俄罗斯有关的方方面面。2021跨年夜那天，我学会了做俄罗斯薄饼 blini。和黄油、鱼子酱或三文鱼搭配，十分美味。在我老公的推荐下，我读了俄罗斯家喻户晓的名作《大师与玛格丽特》的中文版。如果没有他的解释，我可能很难理解其中对于前苏联时代背景和宗教的影射。但布尔加科夫的文字是如此诙谐幽默，妙趣横生，即使是隔着语言的壁垒，仍然在我的脑海中描绘出了栩栩如生的画卷。我仿佛看到常年萦绕在罗马总督比拉多梦境中银色的月光之路，在大师的一声令下，终于在他面前徐徐展开。他和拿撒勒人边走边谈，困扰他多年的偏头痛也终于离他远去。文学、美食、音乐，通过这些媒介，俄罗斯文化具象为一种可以感知的体验，它成为了一本书、一道菜、一首歌。和我老公的家人、朋友相聚的时候，我常常是唯一一个不会说俄语的人。大家经常会忘记了我不会说俄语，我也常常会因为听不懂大家在说什么而插不上话。俄语成为了我最熟悉的陌生人，我深谙它的音调、韵律，却不懂它的意味。正因如此，每当我跟他们用英语聊起诸如大师与玛格丽特这样的话题时，会得到加倍的满足感。我老公和他的家人有时会说起莫斯科的亲戚，或是立陶宛的夏日别墅 Dacha， 让我感觉这些我从没去过的地方和我从没见过的人们仿佛与我产生了一种奇异的联系，变得不再遥远而陌生。像这样的文化交融的故事，在美国，在世界各地，都在上演。 Hope you like the story. Here are some of the words I use to refer to elements of the Russian culture. Blini is a kind of Russian pancake similar to French crepes. In the story, it was referred to as 俄罗斯薄饼. The Master and Margarita is a novel by the Russian writer Mikhail Bulgakov, written in the Soviet Union between 1928 and 1940 during Stalin's regime. The novel has two settings. The first is Moscow, while the second is the Jerusalem of Pontius Pilate, who presided over the trial of Jesus of Nazareth and ordered his crucifixion. The Chinese name of the book Master and Margarita is 大师与玛格丽特. In Chinese, Pontius Pilate's name is 比拉多, while Jesus of Nazareth is 拿撒勒人. The author Bulgakov was rendered in Chinese as 布尔加科夫. The Chinese name of Lithuania is 立陶宛. The country used to be part of the Soviet Union. Dacha is a Russian country cottage used especially in the summer. In the story, I used 立陶宛的夏日别墅 to refer to the dacha in Lithuania. Thank you for listening to this episode of Life in Chinese. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for a 5-minute story in Mandarin every week. See you next Sunday.